Chapter 20. The door valve drew open, and Nomanor stepped into the sweltering dazzle of the glory room. The War Master, tethered into his cognition throne 30 meters away, could hardly be seen for all the blaze bugs warming the chamber with their crimson abdomens. Some of the creatures moved slowly through the air, and a few winked out or blinked on, but most hovered in space, each representing the known location of a capital starship or significant concentration of smaller craft. The scene was confusing to the eye alone, but a careful listener could identify a blaze bug's affiliation by the sound of its wings. Lothrum for Yuuzhan Vong vessels, sharp drone for the New Republic, steady buzz for Imperial Remnant, and shrill whine for other infidels. With the hum of the invading corps enveloped on all sides by the high-pitched whirring of infidel forces, the situation sounded precarious at best. Had not a sour odor filled Nomanor's nostrils as he moved through the enemy blaze bugs near the entrance of the room, he might have worried. As it was, the reek of disorganization and poor battle preparedness assured a swift Yuuzhan Vong victory, and the Executor's success in dividing the New Republic Senate was undoubtedly responsible for the strongest part of that smell. Certainly, that was why the War Master had left orders for him to report the instant of his return. Or so Nomanor hoped. The alternative was too horrible to contemplate. He passed through the infidel areas into the Yuuzhan Vong invasion column, where the sour reek of confusion was replaced by the Clyriz-like odor of organization and purpose. Instead of swirling about in confusion when he passed through, as had the blaze bugs in the New Republic section of the room, the bugs here simply fluttered aside, then returned to their places once he was gone. As Nomanor drew near the center of the chamber, the War Master's cognition throne grew more distinct. A little smaller than an infidel land speeder, the chair lumbered about on 6 squat legs, flashing a constant series of instructions to the blaze bugs via the soft glow tips at the ends of its 100 antennae. The War Master himself sat atop the throne in a neural cusp, his head swaddled in worm-like sensory feeds, his hands thrust into control sacks on the armrests alongside his body. Though Nomanor had never himself mounted a cognition throne, he knew a skilled rider could join the creature so completely that he experienced the totality of the strategic situation at once. Each blaze bug's coated wingbeats identified not only the class and name of the vessel represented, but also the ship's condition and estimated combat effectiveness. The subtle undertones of odor suggested the morale of the captain and crew, estimates based on a complicated formula of known experience, effectiveness in previous battles, and the general tactical situation. Though Nome would never have said so aloud, he suspected the estimates tended to rate Yuuzhan Vong ships unduly high and infidel ships outrageously low. The usual crowd of apprentices, subalterns, and readers parted to let Nomanor pass, but only the apprentices and subalterns crossed their arms over their breasts. An amalgam of diviners and military analysts, the readers were responsible for gathering information on enemy capabilities and translating their knowledge into the blaze bug swarm. Each was also a priest of one of the many different gods to whom the Yuuzhan Vong paid homage, and as such technically subordinate to the Sunalak's priestess, Vaikta, rather than the War Master, a fact they took every opportunity to emphasize. Nomanor knew the arrangement to be a constant fang in Savongla's heel, but at least to those who believed in such things, the precaution was necessary to avoid placing any of the other gods in symbolic servitude to Yun Yamka, the Slayer. Trying not to read anything into the lack of envy in the eyes of those around him, Nomanor stopped before the cognition throne and pounded his own chest in salute. "I come straight from the docking chamber, my master." Savongla peered down from the throne, little more than eyes and mouth visible through his cocoon of sensory feeds. "As ordered. Good." Nomanor's mouth went dry. No words of welcome, no hint of praise. "I am sorry that it took me this long to rejoin the fleet. My journey was delayed by the difficulties of leaving Coruscant. Not an easy thing to do with all of planetary defense hunting you, I am sure, Urgir's thin voice said. She pushed through the crowd and peered up from between two readers. You are to be congratulated on your escape. It was most ingenious.
Yes, planning is everything.
Numanor had difficulty keeping the rage out of his voice, for he was convinced that Vergir lay behind the attempt on Felia's life. He had considered the matter from every angle, and she had more to gain from it than anyone.
I'm only sorry it was necessary to disappoint you.
Why would I be disappointed in your escape? Vergir spread her arms. Your value to our cause is well known to all. As accustomed as Numanor was to the gamesmanship of politics, the subtle mockery of this half-pagan creature was too much. Not only had she interfered with his mission and nearly gotten him imprisoned, now she was ridiculing him before his master and peers.
There is no need to play the shy bunnish, Vergir.
Numanor had to struggle to keep his voice icy, and even then his fury was tangible enough to draw a quiet murmur.
You are to be applauded on your ingenuity. I had not thought a mere pet capable of so much cunning or daring.
Had Vergir been a Yuuzhan Vong, Numanor's words would have been enough to draw a blood challenge. As it was, the little creature only pricked her antennae. Do you accuse me of what happened in the Senate?
A bold attempt to remove a rival, Numanor confirmed. Whether or not the assassination succeeds, I am blamed by the infidels and the War Master both.
He shifted his attention to Savong La.
The fact of my return stands as proof both of my worth to the great doctrine and of my faith in the War Master's ability to see beyond such primitive ruses.
Vergir's beakish mouth opened, as though she might hiss. Then she caught herself and seemed to calm. Do not blame me for your failures on Coruscant. It only makes you look more the...
Enough!
Though the War Master spoke quietly, the mere sound of his voice was enough to silence Vergir and save her life. Had she uttered the fateful fool, Numanor would have been not only within his rights, but expected to kill her on the spot.
The assassination of Bursk Felia, or the attempt, holds little interest for me.
The shadow of a smile came to Savong La's lips. He manipulated something in an arm sack, and the throne's legs folded, lowering the War Master to a more comfortable speaking level.
Before you arrived, Numanor, we were discussing General Bel Iblis's pathetic scheme to undermine the morale of our warriors with this nonsense about Jedi twins. How did he think of such an idea?
Numanor knew what Savong La wanted to hear, but he was not foolish enough to lie in the War Master's presence, not with Vergir waiting to pounce on his every word.
I have no knowledge of how Bel Iblis prepares his plans.
Then guess, Savong La said.
I command it.
Numanor's throat grew scratchy. The blaze bugs, temporarily released from their station by the idleness of the throne, began to descend on the group. The touch of their hot abdomens stung more than the stab of their proboscises, but such was the price of service. No one did more than shoo the ravenous creatures away from their eyes, and the readers did not do that much.
My master, humans are not like you, Yuuzhan Vong. Twins are not an infrequent occurrence.
Numanor said. In all of Yuuzhan Vong history, there had been only a few twin births, and these only when the gods wished it so. In each instance, one had murdered the other in childhood, then matured to lead the empire through a time of grave crisis. Lord Shimri himself had murdered his twin brother before growing up to have the dream that foretold the finding of this new galaxy.
Their birth suggests no special favor of the gods.
Then you are saying the Solo children are twins?
The reader who asked this was Kolyabu of the Undying Flame. A half and half,
whose burn-melded body had been carefully shaped to appear male from one profile and female from the other. As an apostle of the Undying Flame, Kolyabu worshipped the twins Yunxin and Yunka, brother and sister gods of love and hate and all things opposite.
"You admit that Jason and Jaina Solo are twin Jedi brother and sister?"
Nomanor tried to wet his throat, but found his swallow as dry as bone dust.
"I admit nothing, reader."
He looked toward Sabong La and decided it was probably well that the War Master's face remained hidden behind a glowing mask of blaze bugs.
"Our spy, Vicky Shesh, claims the two Solos are twins, and that their mother and uncle are also twins. Perhaps she is the one we should ask about Bel Iblis's plan."
Sabong La avoided the half-and-half's gaze by glaring at Nomanor.
"Vicky is either a traitor to her own people or an infidel double agent. I have no faith in her."
"In this matter, we can trust only the opinion of a Yuuzhan Vong," Bergir agreed.
Unlike the others, she was not limbed in scintillating blaze-bug light, perhaps because she kept ruffling her feathers to keep the hungry creatures at bay.
"And Nomanor was on Coruscant. Surely he took time to investigate a matter of such importance before fleeing?"
Nome would have liked to claim there had been no time, but he knew better than to think he could defeat Vergir's traps so easily. Deciding his only hope lay in the unexpected, he took a deep breath, then looked the War Master in the eye and told the truth.
"There were many records to support Shesh's claim, my master, and I doubt they were planted. Even in obscure sources, I found nothing to contradict her."
When the blaze bugs began to leave the War Master's angry face and take wing, Nomanor decided his only hope of redemption lay in a risky strategy.
"Clearly, fortune was smiling on us when the one named Jason escaped you at Duro."
The cognition throne trembled and hopped forward, no doubt in response to the clenched fists inside its arm sacks.
"Tell me how."
The War Master's voice was low and harsh, for he did not enjoy being reminded of how Jason had used the Jedi sorcery a year earlier to rob him of a foot and prevent the sacrifice of Leia Organa Solo. Nomanor took a deep breath, then turned to Kolyabu.
"How would Yunxin and Yunka view the sacrifice of only one twin?"
The half-and-half considered this for a moment, then said,
"The twins do not demand sacrifices, but the balance is all."
"That is not what the executor asked," Sabong La said, glowering at the priest. "Answer clearly, or I will ask for a reader who does."
Kolyabu's ice axe paled. "He? Or she?" Nomanor had never checked to see which. "Answered to Vaekta. But such a request from the War Master would not be ignored."
"Offended is not the word, War Master. The great dance would grow unstable."
Sabong La considered this and nodded.
"I thought as much." "If I may make a suggestion," Nomanor said, determined to exploit his gains, "perhaps Lord Shimra would look favorably on a sacrifice of twin Jedi. You could have them fight each other, as Lord Shimra fought his brother, just as the gods have ordained that twins must do since the beginning of Yuuzhan Vong history."
Sabong La sat back in the cognition throne, considering.
"It would make a great gift to Yun Yuuzhan, would it not?"
There was no reader to answer, for only Lord Shimri himself communed with Yun Yuuzhan, the cosmic lord.
"They will never fight each other,"
Vergir said, always eager to undermine Nomanor.
"They are as close as a pilot and his coral skipper, these two."
Nomanor was spared the necessity of countering her argument by the War Master himself.
"We will have to break them first, that is all," Sabong La said, "and Nomanor should arrange to netcast the combat for the New Republic, I think."
As you wish, great War Master. Numanor allowed himself a quick smirk in Vergir's direction, then said, "Nothing could dishearten the Jedi more, I am sure."